He says, all my life I doubted that when my Nabi said, O Allah, make the risk of my descendants limited. How is it that I am so wealthy? Either I am not from his family, there's some mistake in my lineage, or there is something very seriously wrong with me. Today I am convinced I am from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The closer the link, the closer the nisbat, the greater the level of qurbani and sacrifice. He tolerated that that level of qurbani should come upon his own family for the sake of his ummah. That once, he says to Umm Salma radiallahu anha, that today an angel is going to come to me that has never come before. I want you to stand at the door. Don't allow anyone to enter. Hussein radiallahu anhu, his beloved grandson, comes. He jumps over like a little boy. In his ebullience of youth, he jumps over the hand of Umm Salma, runs inside and grabs hold of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraces his grandson. Then a little while later, Umm Salma radiallahu anha says, I heard him crying. I heard him crying with sound. He used to very rarely cry with sound. She rushed inside. Oh my beloved Nabi, what has happened? She says, when I rushed inside, I found him cuddling and fondling Hussein radiallahu anhu with the tears falling down his cheeks. And he said to me, oh Umm Salma, oh Umm Salma, this angel of Allah has come and informed me that this grandson of mine will be martyred at the hands of my ummah. And the land where his blood will spill, the sand of that land has been shown to me. Umm Salma radiallahu anha says that I was sleeping, it was before Asr, 61st year of Hijrah on the 10th of Muharram. She says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was full of grief. His body was full of dust. His hair was disheveled. I said to him, oh my beloved Nabi, what has happened? What has happened? He replied to me and said, Hadartu maqtala Hussein. I have visited the site of the murder of Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Yet he never once made dua to Allah that Ya Allah, remove this bala and remove this calamity from my grandson so that this Karbala could fall somewhere else. His own family was put in front because this dawah and this claim that I am the ghulam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the ashik, I am the lover, I have ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The verbal claim is easy. If it was just a question of verbal claims, then Karbala didn't have to take place. Then Hamza radiallahu anhu's body did not have to be cut in pieces. Then Sahaba did not have to tie stones to their stomachs. Then qurbani upon qurbani, sacrifice upon sacrifice did not have to be given like this. Everything was given for this ummah. An ummah today, that Allah forgive us, every aspect of this ummah is like an arrow. Is like an arrow that is striking the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The youth of the youngster of this ummah is an arrow penetrating his heart. The shamelessness of the women of his ummah is an arrow. The haram and the riba and the treachery of the businessmen of his ummah is an arrow that is penetrating his heart. The lies and the deception, the zina and the listening to music and the shamelessness, one alim says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. He was full of grief. I asked him, oh my beloved Nabi, what has happened to you? Why are you like this? He says, meri ummat ke TV ke aerial mere jigar ko kaat rahi. That the aerials of the TV of my ummat are cutting open my liver. Such a Nabi, 1 billion arrows directed to his heart at one time, and still making dua to Allah for this ummah. Still crying for the same ummah. That on the day of judgment, when Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi will say, Nafsi, 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 whether it is Adam alayhi salam, whether it is Nuh alayhi salam, whether it is Ibrahim alayhi salam, whether it is Musa alayhi salam, whether it is Yusha alayhi salam, whether it is Daniel alayhi salam, whether it is Ismail alayhi salam, whether it is Yahya alayhi salam, whether it is Zakaria alayhi salam, whether it is Suleiman alayhi salam, whether it is Dawud alayhi salam, whether it is Isa alayhi salam, who himself will say, La as'aluka ummi Maryam, O Allah, I'm not even asking you to save my mother Maryam from Jahannam, save me from Jahannam. That day when Jahannam will come with such ferociousness, Tazfaru Zafra, Tazfaru Zafra, screaming, when the scream of Jahannam will peal, مَا مِن نَبِيٍّ مُرْسَلْ وَلَا مَلَكٌ مُقَرَّبٌ, not one angel of Allah, although angels won't be thrown into Jahannam, not one angel of Allah and not one Nabi of Allah there will be, except that جَثَى عَلَى رُكْبَتَيْ, except that he will fall off it on his knees and say, Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. On that day, seeing his ummah coming with mountains of disobedience, mountains of making a mockery of his sunnah, mountains of destroying every aspect of that Mubarak deen for which his blood was spilled and which the family of his blood was spilled, seeing his ummah in that condition, still he will say, Ummati, 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 O Allah my ummah, O Allah my ummah, O Allah my ummah. What answer are we going to give on that day to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With what face are we going to face him, that we had more azmat and more value and more reverence for the ways of his enemies? We call that culture, we call that a way of life. Ulaika kal-an'am, Allah says they are like animals. The only one of sight was Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The only one of hearing was him. The only understanding. Fala wa rabbik, fala wa rabbik, la yu'minun. Allah says, by my qasam, By your Rabb's qasam, you have no iman until you don't make Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the decider in every affair. There is nothing more superior than his way, his day, his night, his call, his cry. My respected brothers, this call of Dawat and Tabligh is not the call of any Jamaat or group. This is a plea that for our sake, the sake of our families, the sake of the entire humanity, let each one of us become the slaves of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make our day His day. Make our night His night. A Nabi of such shafqat, such love, such compassion for His ummah, that the one who sent him, the one who sent him had to say to him, Oh my Nabi, I didn't tell you to cry so much. I didn't tell you to suffer so much for them. I didn't tell you to finish yourself like this for them. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. Oh my beloved Nabi, lessen your grief. The one who sent him as a mercy had to say to him, don't cry so much for them. Don't finish yourself so much. It is not your fault. That same Nabi tomorrow on the day of judgment, how is his ummah going to face him? Prepare some excuse. This lifeline is being given to us, my respected brothers. Throw off the robe of the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Come in the robe of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no greater dignity. There is no greater honor. There is no greater respect. Success of dunya and akhirat, Allah has kept in the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the pattern of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the effort of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that call, we are told, take out some time, whether it is 4 months, whether it is 40 days, whether it is 3 days even, link ourselves to the masjid. Allah forgive us, today we have become the kindlers of that same fire which is burning our homes. We have become the kindlers of that same fire that is burning our youth. We have earned Jahannam for our daughters. We have earned Jahannam for our children. We have no longer remained a rahmat and mercy for humanity when we turned our back on the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make tawbah. Allah's mercy is great. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Rabiul Awwal is not for seerat jalsas. Rabiul Awwal is not for bayan. Rabiul Awwal is not for tazkira of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that stays in the masjid. This is not muhabbat. This is not ishq. Allah's qasam, that is not ishq and muhabbat. Ishq and muhabbat is to come before Allah in the mold of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day has to become his day. The night has to become his night. The maqsad, fikr, cry and concern of this ummat has to become the cry and concern of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give each and every one of us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله على نيته وسره لك الحمد على نعمة الإيمان ولك الحمد على نعمة الإسلام لك الحمد على نعمة الزوجات ولك الحمد على نعمة الأولاد لك الحمد على نعمك الكثيرة وآلائك الجثيمة لك الحمد على أن جعلتنا من خير أمة أخرجت للناس لك الحمد يا ربنا حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على جسد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصل على قبر محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور وصل على روح محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأرواح اللهم إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم أحي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واستعملنا لهذا يا رب العالمين اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك مردا جميلا اللهم ارزقنا جهد نبيك حسب مرضاتك لإعلاء دينك اللهم ارزقنا حب نبيك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله.